This is what happened. Let's review. So based on the Gemara Memchas, so what question do we have? So what do we say? So we have a big problem because Rabba came along and said that the Gemara says that Rabba says you do the knife method and Rav Nachemya says you use the bubbles method, right? But the Gemara says maybe it's something different. Maybe Rav Nechemia's statement about the bubble method was really applied to sirchas. And Rav over there by sirchas says that if I find sirchas on the lung, right, what's the lachah of sirchas on the lung? According to Rav, it's treif. And maybe Rav Nechemia's comment about bubbles is going on that. But the Gemara says that's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? What? Well, it's the real lash on the Gemara. The Gemara says, why are you worried about that? The Gemara says, right, hi, my bishlam rahachat alina medofa nukshera of a hasam yihai nekav treifa yihai nekav treifa. There, we're talking about a lung wall attachment. Here, we're talking about lungs, a pure lung issue. How can you compare a lung issue to a lung wall issue? It seems ridiculous. So what was the havmina? No, what's the havmina? Let's make sure we're on the same page. Okay, again, Bati, I need the eraser. You did that on purpose. Yeah. No way. Okay, ready? Here we go. Okay.
All right, you just give it to a base off all the corners of papers? I don't know.
I'm not holding this. All right. Bedikas, okay? There's two kinds. Two kinds of bedikas, right? One kind of bedika is what? One kind of bedika is knife. Another one is bubbles. Right? And then there's two situations that exist. There is lung and lung wall. Right? So now, here's the problem. Problem is that beforehand, Rava says what? Rava has knife. Right? And Rav Nechemia has bubbles. Right? Now, we thought that applies to the lung wall attachment. But then Gemara says, what? Yeah, no, I can't, sorry. There's also a bad marker. Where's the black one? Mati, give me the black marker.
Here's the red one.
Okay. Also, this doesn't work on either. That's good. Okay. Okay. Well, we have these two methods of bedika that exist. All right. So the Gemara says maybe you'll say. The Gemara thought all along that Rava says use a knife method by the lung wall attachment, right? And Rav Nechemia just says use the bubbles. That's by lung wall attachment. The Gemara says maybe that's not the case. Maybe Rav Nechemia is really commenting on the lung case. And in the lung case, what does Rava hold? No bedika. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Clear? Right? The Gemara's question is that it makes a steer at Rava, but the Gemara's question is, why do we assume that Nechemia is commenting his bubble cases over here? Maybe he's saying bubbles are for over here. So Gemara's answer is no, of course not. That's ridiculous. Ravashi says bubbles will never work for lungs, right? The bubble technique only works for the lung wall attachment case. But that's so obvious. Why did the Gemara tell us? Why did the Gemara suggest this possibility? What? Okay, the Hamina said it did work. Okay, one second. Does everyone understand the facts before we start? Well, you don't understand the facts. Repeat it one more time.
No, I understand the facts.
Oh, so let me just get the facts on first. Okay. Facts? One more time. Okay. The Gemara has two statements, right? Rava says knife method, and Nechemia says bubbles. Right? So far, so good? What case do we thought we're talking about? The lung wall attachment case. Okay? Lung wall attachment. That's what we thought at first. Right? This is all about lung wall attachment. The Gemara says, no. Maybe Rav Nechemia's comment on Rava wasn't on Rava's position by the lung wall attachment case, rather it was Rava's position by the lung case. What's the lung case? Sirchas on the lungs. There, what does Rava hold? No bedika. Or I'll put it in a little bit of a different way, not according to every sheet of learning. One way to learn is from the Nechemia's machmir on Rava here, or it's really Mako on Rava here. He's lenient here because he's saying you can use the bubble technique, right? Whereas Rava would say you can't use the bubble technique. You can't use the bubble technique. Nothing works when you have sirchas in the lung. So the Gemara's answer is, it's a very funny answer. Rav Ashi asks a question, he goes, hi, Mai. He says, what are you talking about? He says, this is a lung wall attachment case, and there bubbles works. Here, bubbles would never work. So why would you ever assume in a million years, in a trillion years, that a Nechemia would ever hold bubbles work by the lung? What? Right, so you, the Havamina would be, we know the bubble technique doesn't work by lungs, okay? Bubbles do not work by lungs. Right? What's the Havamina? That's the key. So the key question here is, we assume that the bubble technique should work by sirchas in the lung. That's what we thought. Kamashwana doesn't. Why would we assume that? Frig of the Svara. What? What? Oh. What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean? Right, that's what I posited last time. I was correct about that because of this Gemara. Yeah. Right. That's the other problem that emerges. Yes, that's a problem that emerges. Exactly. But there's really one question here. The question is, you would have thought the bubble technique works by sirchas in the lung. Kamashman, it does not work by sirchas in the lung. Why not? Yeah, why does it not work? That's what you have to answer. What? The bubble technique. So here, so okay, let me make it easier, okay? So the easy way to present it, I unfortunately, is an order we have to go in, but the easy way to present it is very simple. Bubbles. Lung wall. Or, Moscana is bubbles. Only the lung wall. You understand? You would have thought it works for lung as well. Kamash Lan, it doesn't work for lung. Lung. LL. Okay? This is a double.
Oh, well, obviously.
I mean, that's real. Or bubbles only works for lung wall. So why would you say one or the other? Hey, hold on. I mean, does everyone understand that? That's the ultimate question. The question is, why would you assume the bubble technique works for the lung? And why do we say in the end it doesn't work for the lung? What kind of crazy, what do you call it? How many muskana is that? That's the thing you have to actually focus on. That's the question. Well, yeah. That's why I'm calling on you.
I was under the impression from yesterday that we were trying to answer how Rava was able to say that the lung case and the lung wall case is different because we had this Havamina that they somehow were the same.
Right. So I understand that. Right. And see, in this is a key point of methodology here. The objective here is to figure out. You have to see your job. I didn't spoon feed you this time. I could have told you this right off the bat. Your job was to figure out from what the Gemara is saying to get to this point. Because it doesn't matter. We don't care about, ultimately, it's not the steer. It is a steer and Rava, but that's not the issue that Gemara cares about. It's not a steer and Rava. Because whatever answer you give here, that why bubbles only works by lung wall, will answer Rava as well. Meaning, at the end of the day, Rav Nechemia does not hold that bubbles work by lung wall. You understand? No one holds that bubbles work by lung. No one holds that way. I don't think so. I think it's one of all. First of all, I mean, it's simple to say it's one of all. How many must come? You're more than welcome to define it as two. So what would you say? Let's make the question simple. What?
Yeah, I don't think we ever mentioned it yesterday at all.
We didn't have to. It's on the sheet. Really? The sheet says first statement: lung wall attachment. Rava knife method. Run the Chaimia bubbles. Second statement: sirchas and lungs. Rava no method available to make kosher. Run the Chaimia bubbles. Right? Right. But right. Apparent problem. Rava's leaning in one situation versus the other. That's how the Gemara is presenting it. I know, but when the Gemara takes it back, the Gemara says, first statement, lung is wall, second statement, lung situation, I forgot to add one point there. Correct. Nobody, no, that doesn't matter though. Nobody, the Gemara doesn't say that. Nobody holds that bubbles work by lungs. Nobody. Including the Chaimia. The same way I did. The Gemara doesn't say that. I know that. Nobody holds the bubbles work by lungs. They do not. Bubbles. Do not work on long run.
Why can't we just say that?
Because he doesn't. Oh, because the point that Gemara is trying to say is that which statement of Rava does Rav Nechemya line up like? In Rava sosering himself, the question is who is Rav Nechemya attaching himself to? Which statement in Rava? What? Because Rav Nechemya made a statement already. Rav Nechemya said bubbles, right? Now the question is. Because he doesn't.
Where are you getting the information from?
I know that for a fact. He doesn't. The Rishonim say that because he doesn't. He doesn't. No one holds it. Oh, yeah. So let's get the answer. Forget what happened in the past. So answer it now. I want to know why does bubbles work?
I still understood where you're getting this from.
Because I know outside the Gemara.
Okay, so we know that.
I know that halacha lemaisa no one holds. I can. Not in Shear. But that does okay. But what I want to know is, why would you say the bubble method works by lungs, and why would you say it doesn't work by lungs? This is where you have to conjure things from thin air because the Gemara doesn't tell us what the problem is. You understand the problem? You understand the question? The question is, the Gemara never says, "Oh, the reason why the bubble technique's not good is because of X." It just says it doesn't work by lungs. Have I strengthened the question enough? Okay. Thank you. What's the svara?
Okay, so I think you have to say the function of the bubble method. For how many of us has a different function?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Good start.
All right. So, for the muskana, what's the function of the bubble method? The function of the bubble method is.
Let's start with the habmina.
Well, first, I'm going to talk about the muskana, then I'm going to go back.
Okay, I don't usually like that. Sometimes you could do that. But...
What?
Okay, but I'll let you start with the muskana.
So, the bubble method's coming to show the presence of an error.
Okay.
Meaning we're analyzing one of the two components or the circuit is attached to. And
you're referring to lung wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if there's a negative there, we pass this component. The Havamina, since there's only one component, there's not two components of the circuit attached to, there's one component intra componently, the circuit attached inside. So it can't be coming to show the presence of a negative because there's guaranteed the presence of a negative. However, it has to be coming to show the quality of the.
Okay. In the Havamina?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what's the Havamina coming? The Havamina is showing if the surface of a quality that won't be
good
by the blowing.
Beautiful. Right. There you go. Simple as that. Right? Now I'm going to go my order. The Havamina, why would you think the bubble technique works? Let's take the Sircha case, okay? What is the Sircha doing?
Patching up a hole.
Let's use a tire, okay? So if you put a patch on a tire, right? So you bring it to the guy, you bring it to the repair guy, and what is he going to do? He's going to test the strength of the what? The plug, right? The plug, what's called the plug, the patch. So the same thing here. Why would you be using the bubble technique to show you? Exactly. You have a suffix right now, and you know there's a seal over the nekev, but you want to see how strong is that seal. That's why you would use the bubble technique. So that would work based whether it's a circa lung case or a lung wall case. Either way, you're trying to ascertain the quality of the cover over the nekev. So then the bubble technique should work, right? Right? Okay. Okay, Kamash Malan?
It's not trying to ascertain the quality of the circa, it's trying to ascertain the cause of the circa.
Okay, good. And all it can ever do is do what? Right. Well, no. All it can ever do is identify ultimately the nature of this lung wall injury, meaning it's a nekev in the lung.
Yeah, the cause of the
exactly right. It can never. That's all. That's all its function is.
If that's function, then lung, the intra lung injury is useless.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So
the Havamina is saying that the bubble technique exists to determine the strength of healing membranes over lung over holes in the lung. So we know when we see a sircha, we know there's a nekev, right? And when you see a lung wall attachment, you also have the question of a nekev, right? The question is, did it heal well? So how would you check if it heals well? Use the bubble technique.
It doesn't pop. When you blow into it, it doesn't pop.
Right, exactly. If it pops, we know that's a bad seal.
And therefore, it's no good.
Correct.
Because it was never qualitative.
Kamashma, no, that's not what it's made for. The bubble technique can never do what?
Right.
It can't certify a lung as being kosher. Can never do that. No, what do you mean? That's not factual. There's two ways you can figure out. There's two ways you can say a bubble technique works. Also, it's a Havina Maskana. It's not a Machlokas. The Havina was, the Havina makes a lot of sense. The Havina says, oh, look, I'll go even further. No, because even the Maskana agrees that a bubble technique could do that. Factually, it agrees it could do that.
Oh, but
it's saying that's
how it's...
Yeah, exactly, right, right.
What are we enabling the process of eating them for?
Right, exactly, exactly.
Also, there's all kinds of
Rashi.
Yes, we don't care about Tosos.
Why is
it
Rashi
Tosos? Rashi holds is always about, it's always that there's a neck of there and it's covering it up.
Tosos
holds that's true, right. No, Tosos holds anything. Tosos would say that. Tosos would say that blowing on it would let you know how strong the sirkha is.
Right. Structure right. Sound, then it'd be
but in general, we like the Porsche is like Rashi.
Okay, Tosos would say that the Havmin was that how strong the Nekev is. How strong the sirkha is.
If the sirkha registers as a Nekev itself.
Yeah, to see whether there was Nekev or not. And Mahan is since by long lung, he's.
The next part is an introduction to the next part is a segue into another area, which we're not going to start until I get back, because that's a much more difficult area, and we're going to be in there for like a good week or so. But the Sabbath of Bistra. Before we get there, we got to do this. Okay, so what did the Gemara now say?
Sabich.
Yeah.
Is that like the sandwich?
No.
Meat sandwich?
No, it's not meat.
What are the two possibilities for Rav Nachman? Yeah, read the Gemara.
Which Gemara?
The Gemara says, Amem Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, No, not the English sheet. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi.
Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Amar of Yosef Bar Menume, Amar of Nachman, Riyashinige Vedothen Shastuma, Shera, Lokashira, Hazan Makam Ravisa, Hakan Shalom Makam Ravisa, Makam Ravisa, Hituke de One, Hituke de One. Alright, so one's in an area of closeness, the other's in an area of non closeness.
Okay, so what's Makam Ravisa?
Place where it's close, naturally comes together.
Location of the lung wall attachment. Okay? So, look at this picture here. Look at this picture. Okay. This one here. Okay? All right. So the answer is like this. If the animal got kicked here, okay? And this is where, what? Yeah, so this is where the una grows very close to the wall, okay? All right, if it gets kicked here, right, and you see the lung wall attachment, so again, what would you have to see? You have to see that what? That like, this
so
is...
It's not actually an abnormality then?
Well, before we get to that, but I'm saying, what you have to actually see up close is normally, here, it'd be like this. Normally, right, the lung actually does grow in that area attached to the wall, right? Now, what happens? Let's assume you saw an injury, and right here... Right? It's like a little attachment. You know what I mean? That's what you saw. Meaning, this is the zone where it normally attaches, and you saw signs of a potential injury. Okay?
No, attaches are normally going to break close.
It says dvukim. Actually attached. If you look at the picture, it seems like it is attached. Okay? If it's makom revisa, right? If it's the normal area, right? Then it's kosher. Normal. Kosher. But if it's abnormal, then this issue comes into play. So again, the pustules. Oh, that's a great question. We'll answer that.
Why did you bring that up if it's a weak one anyway?
How do you know it's weak?
For it being in the umma.
But it's still attached to the wall. But you're right. There's a greater distance. You're right about that. Greater... That's the key factor here. There's a greater distance between the wall and the lung. So therefore, here this case is this. Right? This case is... Right? And Rashi mentions that. I know we cheated and look at Rashi, but Rashi says, what's the critical factor that makes this different than this? And what is that equal to? The distance means what? Right. The attachment is going to be weaker as a result. That little sircha now is like a flimsier attachment. Yes?
According to this picture, it doesn't actually... It's not that naturally...
I'm not sure. I know. But they say dvukim, which seems implied. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it's irrelevant. The point is that this is where it normally is, right? And this is not where they normally grow together. Okay. So I ask you now, what's the difference?
One happens more than other.
So what?
So we consider it as if it's just a normal way of life.
Okay. Right, but why don't you apply the same... okay, fine, let's say you say that, okay? But my question is like this. When we say this is not... Did the animal get injured? Yes, okay? We're seeing an attachment here. So why don't we just say that we go by based on a long wall attachment, and that's what leads us to the whole machlokas of Nachman and pustules and all the other business. No, but my point is, I know, we have a theory here. We have a contradiction. Let's ignore that for a second. I would say, my question is a very simple question. Why apply a different standard to this case versus this case? Apply the same standard.
Because then it's not about injury, it's about distance. It's about the actual attachment.
But here, where there's distance, then Rav Nachman's makel, he holds, if their pustules is a problem, if not, it's kosher. So there's a situation here where he holds his kosher. He holds his kosher here, unless it's pustules. So why should we, the question is, why... You're right about the distance, but we gotta go a little deeper. What is it about distance that tells us the flimsy attachment here that we say this one we're gonna be machmiran, astringent, but here, because it's close together, even if there's smachim, we'll say no, there's a nekev in the lung. Oh, there's no nekev in the lung. Why should I make a difference? If I saw smachim here, why don't I say we got a problem? What? It doesn't find it, what do you mean?
Because it's naturally.
But it is, but there's a sircha there. There is a sircha there. Okay, you're onto something. Okay, yes. Okay.
I'd say that sirchas have to bring with it an amount of suspicion.
Okay. Okay, good.
So when there's a sircha that brings with it no amount of suspicion, then we can say that no matter what's around it, then we would...
Why does this not bring any suspicion with it? You're right.
Because it goes back to the strength.
What?
Goes back to the strength of the sircha.
Okay, but I agree. Okay. And what about this?
It's
good. You're saying good. And versus this one...
Which brings with it a higher level of chash because it seems to be an abnormality in terms of it's a sirha and it's a weak sirha.
So why would it be une to non considering une should be
He can answer easily. You could just say it's not a lung issue, it's a lung wall issue. Yeah, that's easy.
It's not a lung issue.
I don't like these.
Why is it random? A different phenomenon.
No,
I think Isaac and Josh are saying good. But let's go further. I agree. We can go a little further. Okay. I haven't liked this. I think it's a very nice. This is remember. I don't know if someone mentioned my svara about the anthropomorphic cow. That's this, right? This is the anthropomorphic cow svara. Ready? I'm gonna blind send you again. I'm knocking on again, Raf. I feel bad. Like you're on the floor struggling. Like, oh my God, the ideas are overwhelming me. Your response should be keep fantasizing. Okay. Yes. Right. Now, question like this. Question is. No. I'm actually taking someone anyway. All right. What do you say here? Why do we say always this is not a problem, but this sometimes could be a problem? And Josh is saying good. You know what you're saying? Also, good. The strength of attachment plays a role, no question about it. We go a little further than that, though. Okay? Because why does it matter? Why does it matter? It's not just the strength. The strength, I think, is the simon, is the sign. But it's more than the strength. It's the fact that it grows so close to the wall. Right? Rashi comments and says, because it grows close to the wall, that gives us a method of qualifying the nature of the attachment. But the starting point is the fact that it grows close to the wall. What does that tell us? What? More than that. You're right. Better.
It's normal.
Okay, normal, and therefore what? You're right, it's normal, and therefore what? Why not? The question, if the answer is a very simple question, and it fits in the flow of the Gemara. We know what a sircha is, right? What is a sircha indication of? What's a sircha indication of? What? An injury. Right? An injury. And what about here? This could also be from the wall, too, in kosher. What? What? Oh, wait, what do you mean? What's no longer Ryuta? Something like a sign of bad. Where's it no longer Ryuta? Where? Here. Good. Why? That's better. That's a much clearer thing to say. He's saying that now we take the idea of a sircha. We thought all along that what does a sircha do? It tells us what? Sircha is a sign of an injury. But it turns out within sircha itself, there's two, functions. Okay. Okay.
It's not redefining the lump. If you have protection, I mean, there's one thing that's a discrete thing. That's your distinct.
No. Rafa's saying good. Rafa.
So
right?
I'll show you.
No. Okay.
Where is there not a reason?
What's the cow trying to do here? That's the introduction of the. In fact, and that's why when I came up with this svara, I introduced it to Rindy by saying, I apologize for over anthropomorphizing a cow.
Okay.
So with that caveat in mind,
I never want the chicken thing brought up again.
Touche. You win.
It's only a problem normally because it's a sign of a bigger problem.
Right.
It's a totally normal occurrence.
Right. So if there was an injury here, what's the sircha doing here? What? Bringing it back to what? It's normal state of health, right? The normal thing is for them to be close together, right? So all the sircha is doing here is just saying we want to go back to the way it always was inside the cow. And the cow wills the sircha to bring it back to its normal state of health. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here?
Redefining the lung itself.
It's trying to cut. It's trying to heal an injury. There's a big difference. There's a difference between saying, "Uh-oh, we have a hole here. There's a hole somewhere here, right? We got to fix the hole."
Versus the first one
saying that
returns
to what it previous was. This will never be back to what its previous was.
Why does that one need?
Because it's never had that to begin with. Right, exactly. Right, it always has that definition. Two different ideas of a sircha. Beautiful.
I thought the first one was attached.
What? Yes. No. Normally, it's attached here. Or let's assume it's very close, but it doesn't matter. But when it got when, it, but it's so close, you couldn't see it as being attached or not. The point is.
So the fact that it's attached just doesn't really tell us anything.
Right. But when a sircha comes along, all the sircha is trying to do is trying to say, you know what? We want the cow saying, let's go back to the way it always was. All right? That's different than saying, oh, we got a hole here. We got to patch up the hole. Exactly. That's beautiful, no? I think so. Okay. Okay. You missed the... question is like this. When it's close together, let's understand what we know. We know when it's close together, right? So we call that normal. And when it's far apart, that's called abnormal, okay? And then Rashi makes the point of saying that in the abnormal case, the nature of the attachment is weak. What happened? You okay? Okay. We say when in the abnormal attachment, it's weak. And when it's close together, it's strong. So we have all the variables laid out for us. But the question is, how does that give us a svara? Where's the svara? Right? It's nice to say that one is strong and one is weak. So what I want to say is like this. The question is that when there's an injury here, okay? Let me take a step back. We assume the sircha meant something. What does the sircha, Isaac, what does the sircha normally mean? Problem, injury, right? Problem, there's an injury. But it turns out there's two ways we can understand what the sircha is identifying by the injury or what the sircha is doing. What's the sircha doing here? What? Well, it's doing something. You're right when you say nothing, but it is doing something. The cow wants what? It wants to go back to full health, the way it always was. Because the normal situation is for it to be attached. So it's bringing it back to its norm. But here, what's the cow trying to do? Cover up the hole. Right. And therefore, this is a changed state. It's never returning back to its original state of health. It's maintaining this current status. Yes. You can't just say like, okay, well, this one's stronger, this one's weaker. Forget the tone I just used, okay? You can't say that because that's not a svara. All you're telling me is that you're just identifying what makes them different. But the svara is showing you, to me, the svara is really bringing out how you look at these as two different sirchas. One type of sircha has one function and one has a completely different function. And that fits underneath, it fits our overall category. So now what has the Gemara showed us? The Gemara has now taught us a new idea in sircha, a new concept. And that don't look at sircha simply as, don't limit just simply as an idea of a sign of injury. There's two ways it can function. It can function to bring something back to health, or it can function something to repair the hole. Simple as that. Okay, last thing. And then I apologize. I have a... I'm gone for that. So the Gemara says Gufa. Okay, watch this case. Where's your Gemara? Right over here. Oh, no, here's your Gemara. You can use mine.
Oh, wow.
I know.
What exotic.
I am.
Don't look too close inside. It might burn your eyes.
You did already.
I'm Rav Yosef.
Okay. Very, very simple thing here. All Gufa. Right,
I'm Rav Yosef. Why are you me? I'm Rav Nachman. Yeah, actually, I'm Nekir. Medochen Stumata.
So Sasma. Shira.
Stumata.
Okay. We know this already. So wait, what does Gufa mean in the Gemara, by the way, for those guys who are doing Mikias? What's Gufa tell you?
It itself.
No, what does Gufa mean? That's true. But Gufa, the other way to learn Gufa is Gufa always means like something now, like almost like a break. Chapter 2.
Yeah,
okay, subsection 1.
Yeah, I thought it went back to the original place that we're talking
about. It does, technically. But I'm saying from a conceptual standpoint, a little bit something different now. Okay? All right, so now re-quotes the Brisa. What does the Brisa say? Rav Nachman says what?
So he says, what does he say? He says,
Rej Negev Domasasov. So we know this already. Okay? Oh, Amaravina.
The Bisra.
What does Savach Abisra mean? Now again, there's another fact we didn't know about, okay? So, in a case where, I'm going to use a case where they're close together, there's an attachment, okay? Now, we said before, now, there's one part of the wall we never talked about yet, and this is going to play a big role, okay? This is the wall of the animal, right? Now, what's located, this is the lung, this is the wall. What's kind of located like this?
Ribs.
Good. So I'm going to make this kind of thing here. Ribs. Now we're going to have a big problem here. Okay? Big, big problem. So our case all along was, what's happening? It's lung to wall. Right? But guess what else can happen? Okay? Let's watch this. Oh, we'll get to that soon. We'll get to that when I come back. But there's a few scenarios can emerge. For instance, sometimes you can have this. Right? And sometimes you can even have this.
It's
forked. A bifurcated sircha. So you can have, now we didn't translate what Savach Abisra here means yet. But the Rishonim, because of Savach Abisra, go nuts on this. But again, we'll get to that in a second. But you can have three scenarios. You can have lung attached to wall directly. You can have lung attached to rib by the sircha, and you can have like this dual sircha, where the sircha is both attached to the wall of the animal and to the rib. Now, of course, you'd say to yourself, why would it matter? I ask you, Yoni, since you spotted the right thing. Which one of these is a better attachment? Really?
No, it's the flesh.
It's the flesh. This is the stronger attachment. This is going to be the questionable one.
The bottom one's the best.
You would think that, wouldn't you? All right. What does Rashi say, Savach Nebisra?
Savach Nebisra.
Shinis Bachas Vene Echezes Harea. So when it, so what's it doing? The sircha comes in, right, and it's it grabs onto this meaty area, which is between the ribs. Because this is a very, if you want to land a sircha somewhere, this is where you want the sircha to be, right here. Why?
Strong.
Strong. It's fertile ground for the sircha.
Have a sesima, sesima sharira, the low nifraka. It's a good strong action.
There you go.
Atman, but the ribs themselves.
Oh. See that one little word by Rashi there, which the Ravina doesn't actually say. He just says Safak Abisra. But what Rashi tells you is that, yeah, but if it were on the rib itself, what kind of attachment is that? Lousy. It's a lousy attachment. Right. So now all of a sudden we have a whole new set of variables to play with. See, that's what I love about this stuff. It's just like it just keeps building worse and worse and worse. Right? Because beforehand we didn't have to deal with the ribs. All of a sudden now the Gemara says, oh, guess what? Turns out the ribs play a role. At least going to Rashi. Okay? Now, what's an example of this massive machlokas? So if, just as an example, the Rambam says, the Rambam is going to say later on that, here. Listen to this Rambam. When I get it out. Rambam's in Hilchos Shechita. He says like this. No. Just listen. He says, of course, you wrote down the wrong halacha. Ay, ay. Listen to this. Hey, Josh, listen to this. He says this. He says, Yesh Mekomos, okay? Yesh Mekomos, Shemin Hagam Imatsu Sircha Mina Ozen, Labasar, Vila Etzem Shebet Salas, okay? And there are places where if you see a sircha from the, now here he means from the lung to the basar, l'atzim shabbat salas, okay? That sircha dvuka b'shtayan, so this is the bifurcated sircha, it's attached both to the wall and to the rib. Osur nosa. Very rare you hear the Rambam say this. The Abba Mori Zatzal, I mean, one in a million when the Rambam quotes his father, all right? Said what? Mina osrin, he held those asr. Vani mina matirin. Okay? So as you'll soon see, there's a machlokus about this. Right? And then there's also a machlokus about this. That's when I get back. Okay? So you'll see it ends up being five, I think, I'm not going to say it because he's going to jump on me. But there's five positions. If I remember correctly, five positions. Yeah. All right? That's what do you call it? That's Savach Bisra. I have 10 minutes. You want to... You-